Hello friends, and welcome to Meditation in Stillness. And I was taught this meditation recently by one of my very special teachers, Shodan, who is a Buddhist monk living in Samiling Monastery in Scotland. And I thought it might be nice to share it with you. I hope it connects with you as much as it did with me. So the meditation we're going to do today is sometimes called the Buddha Within. And the Buddha simply refers to the flawless freedom and pure peace and joy that we all do have within us. So however often we connect to this, however easy or difficult it might be to believe it is always there, that's what Buddha in this sense is representing. That peace and calm and trust, that faith that is inside each and every one of us, however small. And this practice helps us discover and nourish it. Discover and nourish the Buddha within. And my teacher introduced this meditation with a short story following Buddhist traditions. There's a little parable about a beggar who lived their whole life on a dung heap and thought their whole life how poor and unfortunate they were until their last day. And unbeknownst to them was a block of pure gold underneath where they lived, just a few centimetres down. So this poor, sad beggar in their tiny wooden rickety shack lived for many years just centimetres above a block of pure gold. So lived their entire life thinking how much misfortune they had, when actually they were luckier and richer than in their wildest dreams. So in our practice today, we're going to find that bar of pure gold inside us. And the gold here represents true, pure, special energy. So there's no monetary value. It's simply representing pure preciousness. So if you would like to find your posture for today's meditation, lying or sitting, you may sit on a chair, meditation stool, or a cushion on the floor, however you're going to be most comfortable. So take a moment to find your posture. And we will begin. So just tuning in to your breath, wherever you might find it. Inviting that breath to slightly deepen and lengthen, just gently. Just noticing the way the breath moves in the body. Eyes can be closed or partially so. Inviting the mind to settle on the breath. Just a few more of these slower, deeper breaths in and out of the body. And then allowing the breath to fall back into its natural pace and depth. As we widen out the attention to the whole body. And today we're going to acknowledge our body not as a physical, still, solid thing with muscles and bones, but instead as a changing, fluctuating, energetic being. So following neuroscience, trusting that our body is energy. And if it helps, you can imagine the body as being pure light, gradually becoming less and less solid and more spacious. So with each breath, the body almost dissolving into pure energy, soft light. All physical structures, all thoughts, feelings, merely as vibrations, gently moving light. And in this spacious, light, moving field of awareness, beginning to notice a yellow flower blossoming in the very center of our heart. A flower again made from light. light making light. This beautiful yellow flower slowly unfolding from the lightness of our body. Yellow petals uncurling. And taking a few deep breaths here, in and out of this flower from our heart. Until this flower is fully open, allowing the breath to flow in and out. Opening and soothing our heart space. Imagining now a stem or tube from the back of this flower going into the center of our chest. And rising up to the middle of our head. And at the very top of this stem or tube, it opens out into a funnel inside the head. Lifting the awareness further still to just above the crown of the head itself. And imagining here a golden ball of light, a shining orb of energy. And if you prefer, this actually can be rainbow light, shimmering and changing. So take a few moments to decide what works best for you right now. Is that orb golden or rainbow? And this orb is glowing, shining, sparkling, bright light. Pure energy. Anytime you need to ground yourself while still being in contact with this ball of light above you, just sense once more the earth beneath you, any contact points your body has with something underneath. So keeping yourself grounded and earth, aware of this bright, shining orb of energy, sparkling, gently moving above the very crown of the head. And then this glowing orb begins to gently sink through that permeable head of light, slowly into that funnel inside the head, gently sinking down. Melting like shimmering liquid, it begins to drift further down this tube or stem, all the way down through the head and neck, down through the body. Then out into that flower in the heart, feeding that heart flower. Until the flower itself is glowing brightly, either with that golden colour or rainbow lights, shining out from the heart. With each breath, more and more strong and bright. And in this way, you light the lamp within you. You awaken the Buddha inside. The lamp of pure love, kindness, and wisdom. The body still light and permeable. Energy flooding out through this flower. With each breath fanning the flames of this light, strengthening that connection to the innate goodness and calmness within each and every one of us. Bringing to mind someone or thing that you care deeply about. Sending this light towards them. Any person or pet, any living being at all that you care for, connecting with their heart light. Helping to light their lamp within. helping them to connect with their Buddha inside. That place of stillness and peace, joy, balance that is also inside them. Really having a felt sense of this energy between your hearts. No need to think. Instead, sense, feel. If it helps, you can visualize or imagine. Just trust. Widening out our connection further still to include everybody listening and practicing in this meditation. Helping to light each other's lamps. Lighting the way to that pure goal inside us all. Connecting to each other in this heartfelt way. Allowing your golden or rainbow light to shine out from your heart. And receiving this beautiful light from everyone else. And as our light connects, it becomes stronger still. And if you wish, you can widen out this energetic circle of care and compassion to include any family members or friends, colleagues or neighbours, everyone you know. Maybe even everyone you don't know. Until this beautiful melting pot of golden and rainbow coloured light is radiating around the whole world. Out into the universe beyond. And it's in lighting our lamps that we can truly believe that we are connected, we are one. what I perceive to be me is everybody practicing this meditation. Me is every living being I know. Me is every living being I don't know. And seeing ourselves in everyone helps us to extend our compassion. Even when we can't understand other people's actions with our minds, we can recognise and care for everyone's suffering. So just for a couple of moments, resting in this awareness of us all being connected, of our lamps being lit, and of our light mingling together, shining around the globe. Breathing this beautiful, nourishing light in and out. Slowly coming to the end of our practice today. Remaining still, but letting go of any concentration now. Enjoying any feeling of that heart being open and caring. Maybe having an intention to continue to nurture that lamp inside, to give and receive compassion in the next few days, weeks, months. One day at a time. So for now, just for today, being aware of that connection we have with each other, keeping our lamps lit to light the way. Taking a nice deep breath in and out, becoming aware once more of the more physical aspects of our body, those bones and muscles. Feeling into the body, maybe having a stretch or a yawn, whatever it needs now. Take care of yourselves and each other until we meet virtually again next week.